As President Trump addressed farmers at a national conference Monday, Ohio Valley agriculture leaders said they are still standing by his efforts to renegotiate trade deals. But some leaders caution the costly tariffs on agricultural exports need to end soon. Liam Niemeyer reports.
President Trump doubled down on continuing tariffs with China until a fair trade deal is found. In his speech to American Farm Bureau Federation members at their convention Monday afternoon, despite many Ohio farmers facing financial challenges because of those tariffs. Farm Bureau leaders say the organization is behind the president, but expressed concern that tariffs on American farmers are taking a toll. Ohio Farm Bureau spokesman Joe Cornelli agrees.
If we had our way, we'd get a great resolution and we'd get it tomorrow. And so we're reminding the administration that we need these problems resolved as quickly as possible.
U.S. soybeans exports to China, which normally bring in $14 billion a year, have plunged because of the tariffs. Trump administration officials plan to continue negotiations with China in early February. American Soybean Association President Davey Stevens, a Kentucky farmer, says soybean farmers also want a quick resolution, but that the trade war has helped Ohio Valley farmers realize they were too invested in China.
It's opened up soybean farmers' eyes and farmers' eyes in general. We put all our eggs in one basket, so to speak.
Stevens says he hopes for a trade agreement before the Trump administration's deadline in March, when tariffs on $200 billion of Chinese goods increase from 10% to 25%. For the Ohio Valley Resource, I'm Liam Niemeyer.